you enjoy life on the road? I mean, do you do a lot of it, and is it out of you know, a love of being on the road?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of it. I find when I talk to people more from the Americana folk side, they seem to think that I tour like a whole lot, but then I have friends in like punk bands and hardcore bands that put me to shame. So I guess I tour kind of a lot. It feels like the right amount for me, and I do really enjoy it. Yeah, even the moments when it's kind of crazy and I'm really like bitching about it, it's still there's still really nothing else I'd rather be doing.
Yeah, right, gotcha. So and Tulsa is still home. You're still basing yourself.
Yeah, still I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right, okay. And I'm curious about what it is about, you know, that attracts you to Tulsa. I mean, things I know about Tulsa, you know, Larry Clark's book of photographs, if you've ever seen them. Tom T. Hall's Tulsa telephone booth, and things, you know. I mean, what is it like as an environment, you know, in general, and also as a, you know, to be a musician, whether a hardcore musician or a, you know, an Americana artist?
I think it's a pretty normal kind of smaller, Midwestern American city. Like it's, when I'm home, I don't leave my house too much, 'cause I'm usually like just here for a few days between tours. But you know, it's where I grew up. And so it feels like home, and my parents are here, and so all that stuff's nice, and that's, you know, that's a nice place to come back to between tours. And then musically, it's really cool. There's a lot of good music happening here, and coming up with songwriters like John Fulbright and Evan Felker from the Turnpike Troubadours, you know, I think that was really good for me, and really kind of you know, there's this kind of unspoken, like, competition, like friendly, positive competition, I think, but at least in my head, between all of us. And I think that's been a really positive thing for my songwriting. I don't think I would be as good of a songwriter if I wasn't, you know, comparing myself to those guys as I was kind of learning how to do it.
So you're a little bit like, you know, Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt and Rodney Crowell and Steve Young, and those guys were sort of best pals, but trying to write better songs than each other. So, and just mentioning Larry Clark, I mean, I've never actually spoken to someone who lives in Tulsa about that book. When did you see it, and is it sort of frowned upon or looked upon as an important part of sort of, you know, culture that's come out of Tulsa?
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to. I don't know if I've ever seen like an actual hard copy of the book. I've only seen some of those photos online. But I think there are people who, you know, there's kind of the dark, like weird side of Tulsa who maybe appreciate that book. You know, if you talk to like the mayor about it, they probably wouldn't be into it, but you know, yeah, it's about perspective, I guess.
Yeah. So did people like you and John Fulbright, I mean, have you known, you know, because you are both very, very great songwriters in my humble opinion, you know, have you known each other for a long time?
Yeah, I guess so. I think, I mean, I knew of him for when I first started writing the kind of stuff that I do now and started playing shows, I was about 20 or 21, and I would, you know, people would tell me all the time about this 18-year-old kid named John Fulbright. So I knew of him for a few years, and then I think we finally met, I think I was probably 25 or so. Like we ended up meeting, and 'cause he's from, I grew up in, I think he lives in Tulsa now, but I actually grew up in Tulsa, and he's from a small town in central Oklahoma, and he just moved to Tulsa like a year or two ago. So yeah, we're friends. We're kind of just in each other's periphery, I think. You know, we run into each other at the bar every once in a while.
Right, okay. I'm always intrigued. I mean, you know, what I've read is that you were playing in sort of, I mean, would you call them hardcore or just punk bands when you were a teenager? And then what was the move from that to what you're doing now, or is it just a fairly natural progression in your mind?
I mean, yeah, I played in punk bands and hardcore bands and even like metal bands. I'm a terrible metal guitarist, but I did my best at that for a little while. But to me, I can see how it's natural, but at the time it wasn't like a natural, like, oh, I guess I'll do this, you know, folk stuff now or whatever. Like it was definitely kind of a line in the sand. Like, I didn't know anybody else who was doing that. And I was like, I want to, you know, do this kind of music. And all my friends that were still in hardcore bands thought I was crazy and didn't really get it. And, you know, now people coming from like a punk background and then getting into like roots music, that's a lot more common of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, there wasn't, I'm sure that existed, but it wasn't really known. People didn't really know about it, or there weren't a lot of artists kind of like bridging those two worlds. So, so for me, it felt natural, but in a way it was definitely kind of like a conscious decision.
And was there a particular light bulb moment that sort of, you know, moved your listening from, say, you know, the Descendants and, you know, and so forth to the likes of Guy and Towns? I mean, was there anything you can pinpoint?
I don't know. I think it was a gradual thing. Like, I being into punk and I was kind of aware of, like, my friend Lewis, who was the drummer in my metal band that I was in, he showed me Songs Ohio, Jason Molina. So, like, that was kind of the first, you know, Jason Molina would play at, like, punk venues and stuff. So he was kind of in our wheelhouse, but he had this, you know, this kind of, like, rootsy sounding music. And I really got into that. And then I had a hard time finding more stuff like that because I didn't really know where to look for it. And, you know, it was just a gradual thing where I sort of realized, like, hardcore wasn't really, I didn't really find it as exciting as I once did. And I was kind of looking for music that I could get excited about again. And I just started to be drawn to kind of like stuff that I had grown up with, like Tom Petty and the Band and Neil Young and Bruce Springsteen and